ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to speak for the first time to the devotees in Iran. You want to call anyone else? That is a blessed country. You may think it's not blessed, but it is blessed, of course, because His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada placed His lotus feet there. On this most auspicious day of Radhashtami here, I'm speaking from Baroda, which is a city in Gujarat in India, where there's quite a large and beautiful temple of Srila Prabhupada, of deities of Shishi Gaunitai, Radha Shyam Sundar, and Jagannath Subhadra Baladev. So this morning at 4:30, we had over 200 devotees in Mangalati despite heavy rain, and we continued with the program all morning. There were also several hundred people for prasad, and again there'll be arati, and then again we'll be having more kirtan in glorification of Srimati Radharani. And I'm going to sing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bengali rendition of the Radhashtakam, 8 prayers in glorification of Radharani. On Radhashtami, we might expect that we should discuss many leelas of Srimati Radharani, but following the example of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, without whom we would have no entrance whatsoever into this subject matter, without whose divine grace we would be even further away, much further away from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet than we are now. So following His example, I'm not going to tell pastimes of Radharani, as Srila Prabhupada was very cautious in this matter. We see that on Radhashtami, there are several lectures of Srila Prabhupada recorded on Radhashtami, and generally every time he spoke in a very philosophical manner, as he always did. Sometimes he hardly mentioned Her Holiness Srimati Radharani, or just very little. Now we may wonder why that is, because Srila Prabhupada is the representative of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sent by Him, Lord Chaitanya, to this world to spread His mission. Priti vite acharit jato nagaradi gram sapatya prachar hoibe morana, that the holy name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be preached in every town and village of the world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, or His gift, is ultimately that unatajvala rasa swabhakti shriyam, the highest radiant mellow of pure devotional service to Himself. And who is He? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayamya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. Srila Prabhupada came to this world to spread the cult of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, one of His great devotees, Basu Ghosh. Basu Ghosh Thakur has sung, Jodi gorna hoito tobe ki hoito kemane dharitam de, Radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janatoke. Basu Ghosh says that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, then how could we have maintained our lives? Who but He has the ability to inform the people of this world about Radha. Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Pravesha Chaturisha. Goraja Jubati Bhavet Bhakati Shakati Haito Ka. He continues that the pastimes of the beautiful groves of Vrindavan, to enter into that is the essence of all endeavors, all intelligent endeavors. But without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can do so? Who can understand the loving affairs of the young gopis of Vrindavan? So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to give the world Krishna Prema, Krishna Prema Pradaya. He is known, Rupa Goswami has described him as Krishna Prema Pradaya. And that Krishna Prema particularly means Radha Krishna Pranaya.